And joining me in the Radio Adelaide Breakfast Studio is Sam Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've come in to tell us about something significant that happened on this day in history. Hopefully it wasn't as wet as today.
No, hopefully not. I'm not sure, actually. on this day in history, I've learned about three people that changed history. The first being Thomas Edison, inventor and businessman, who was on this day in 1877, was believed to be behind the first ever human voice recording.
Wow, and you've actually gone and found it in the archives, so we better listen to it.
Yeah.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, but now the lamb is dead, but it still goes to school with her between two chunks of bread.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm glad that he picked a nursery rhyme to celebrate such a significant moment in history.
Something accessible to all ages.
Yeah. And so it was believed to be the first recording. And does that mean that no one had recorded voices before him?
Well, no, actually. There's been some new, well, not so new, I guess old recordings found that predated Edison's by 17 years. Edouard Leon Scott de Martinville invented the phonotograph, not an easy one to say, which used a horn to collect sound attached to a diaphragm which vibrated a stiff bristle that drew an image on a hand-cranked cylinder. This was therefore only an image and couldn't be heard, but in 2008, scientists at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory figured out a way to convert the image to a digital audio file. The recording turned out to be someone singing Au Clair de la Lune, a French song.
Ah, see, I was getting a bit confused when we were talking about Edison because I thought, I'm pretty sure people have done it on cylinders, but they could do it but couldn't play it.
Yeah, so, wow. Exactly right, yeah.
How frustrating he must have been. There is my voice.
Yeah, you'll never hear it. I can see it.
Yeah. And who's our next most influential person on this day?
Well, on this day in 1918, a man who became one of the biggest revolutionists for black rights was Booker.
When I went to school, the lady teacher, Miss Mdingane, asked, "What is your name?" I told her my African name, Rakholihlahla. She says, "No, I don't want that one. You must have a Christian name." So I say, "No, I don't have one." She says, "You are, from today, you're going to be Nelson."
Well, and what a magical stroke of history, because no offence to the wonderful and beautifully melodic sounds of the Xhosa language, I don't really think he'd be as remembered, even for his significant achievements, if he hadn't got another name.
Yeah, exactly right.
Wonder why we call our first names Christian names.
I'm not sure. Yeah. It must be due to colonisation or something.
Obviously.
Like that.
Bit offensive, really.
Yes.
Still, Nelson's a great name.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about Nelson Mandela?
Well, he was born to a chief and he had great access to education and went on to study at the University College of Fort Hare and the University of Witwatersrand before working as a lawyer in Johannesburg. While working there in 1943, he became involved with the anti-colonial movement and African national politics. For over two decades, Mandela worked with movements to fight apartheid. Then in 1961, he and his militant group led a sabotage campaign against the South African government.
Shall we listen to a piece that I think he said when he was in court?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
Wow. Still sends tingles down your spine, doesn't
it? I
know. Yeah.
You can't mistake his voice or the words he says.
Oh, very resolute and determined. Yeah. You can hear it. Yeah,
exactly. In 1962, Mandela was arrested and sentenced to life imprisonment. But due to fears of civil unrest and growing international pressures, Mandela was released after 27 years. And since then, he has gone down rightfully in history as father of the nation.
Wow. What a guy, eh?
Yeah.
Well, really, too, what a movement. He wasn't on his own, which is something that gets obscured a little bit when everyone talks about Nelson Mandela. I mean, there was a whole group of people.
Yeah. Lots of people fighting for it.
That's right. Now, You've been very thorough today, and you've got somebody else that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about the founder of the Gonzo movement, Hunter S. Thompson, who was also born on this day in 1937. Thompson created the style of journalism that is written without claims of objectivity, whilst immersing the reporter in the story through a first-person narrative.
Now, I've actually read quite a bit of Hunter S. Thompson. He's a bit of a laugh, but
yes.
what can you tell us about him, about some of his writing?
Well, his novel, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, is probably his most well-known works. The book resulted from two trips Thompson took with attorney and activist Oscar Zeta Acosta. Thompson was writing for Rolling Stone about the Mexican-American journalist Ruben Salazar, who was killed by police officers during a protest against the Vietnam War. His other most well-known work was when he spent a year with notorious gang, the Hells Angels. He was up front with the gang as his role as a journalist, which allowed him to get closer than any other reporter before him.
And do you think that he formed a friendship with the gang?
In a way, yeah, I do, because he spent so much time with them, but there was never any ambiguity over what would happen if he upset the gang. The gang threatened Thompson if they didn't like what he said, and in one instance, an angel named Junkie George was beating his wife, and Thompson remarked, "Only a punk beats his wife," resulting in the gang savagely beating Thompson.
Yeah, I've actually read that. Have you read any...
No, I haven't, but I really want to after researching all this.
Some of it's a bit overindulgent, some of his journalistic stuff, because I don't think the editor got much of a chance. But, yeah, those two books that we've just referred to there are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Fast and furious reads, really. So being a Gonzo journalist seems rather dangerous. Has anyone else been affected by being in this style of writing?
Yes, the most recent cases that come to mind for me are Louis Theroux and Anna Erel. Theroux was physically threatened after making his film about Scientology, and Erel now has a fatwa placed on her due to a role in pretending to be a converted jihadist in order to uncover the inner workings of a terrorist linked to ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
So where does Gonzo journalism rate for you in terms of taking risks and exposing, you know, parts of the world we wouldn't otherwise have known?
Well, I think Gonzo journalism has a huge role to play in revealing secrets of dangerous groups or, you know, dangerous events. But there are ways to ensure if you get in danger, you can get out of it. So ultimately, I think it's valuable as long as there are safety nets for when things go wrong.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good thing. Talking about safety nets for when things go wrong, did you hear what happened to Hunter S. Thompson after he... He committed suicide a couple
yes.
of years ago because he was nearly dead anyway. He was,
yes.
His body was falling all apart, and they shot his ashes out of a cannon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which apparently he'd left rather elaborate plans for things.
Sounds like him, really.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like fun, really.
Yeah.
So, look, what's the song that you've chosen for us today?
Well, I thought we'd go with something from the Beatles, so we're going to listen to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.